A young girl named Lauren asked to meet with me one day. I didn't know her too well. She was not Catholic, but when she met with me, she said she was moved by the Catholic Church because of its teaching on sexual morality. She said she was saddened that her friends were making fun of her for believing in God and for being a virgin. She said she liked that the church stood up for marriage and that the church taught that sexual activity had a meaning and purpose. Lauren would continue meeting with me to vent for every few weeks. Finally, one day, she asked me if she could become Catholic. A few months later, she'd be received into the church at a packed mass with all of her high school friends. She was a light to them, showing them that living a life of mediocrity and sin did not have to be the answer. Here's another story. A young high schooler named Mike often gave his father a hard time for making him go to mass on Sundays. High schoolers never give their parents a hard time for going to mass on Sundays, right? Yet, his father would not budge. They were going to go to Sunday mass as a family. End of story. At breakfast before school one day, Mike asked his father why he always left an hour early for work every day. You don't have to be there until 9 a.m. on weekdays. Why do you leave at 7:45 each morning? He asked him. Because I try to make the 8 a.m. morning mass every day, his father replied. Now, the fact that his father was going to daily mass every day completely caught Mike off guard. He never thought of that. His father loved Jesus that much to go to mass every day? Pretty soon, Mike was going to mass with his father every day before school. He wanted to be like him. You see, one small action of ours can be a light to others. One more story. I had a couple, young couple here at St. John's who I witnessed their marriage recently. They met through a secular online dating site. They were matched because they answered a question on the dating site the same way. The question was, what is your ideal Sunday? Most people might say taking a nice walk, or going for a Sunday drive, or just relaxing before the work week, yada, 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 right? You know how they both answered what their ideal Sunday was? Going to a traditional Latin mass. That's how they got matched. And now they're married. Yet, at their wedding reception, all the best man and maid of honor could talk about in their speeches was how the couple was so focused on their faith, their love of the mass, and how they wanted to have a God-centered relationship. There were about 150 people at this reception, which means 150 people got to hear how this young couple wanted to live their Catholic faith. Young couple. They were, without even intending to be, a light to the world, a light in the darkness. We are all called to be the light of the world. We are called to bring others to Christ. Yet we can do that simply by living our faith with saltiness. Our lives as Christians should make non-believers question their disbelief in God and see that their disbelief is irrational and inhumane. So often, though, we can be so used to our faith that we, quote-unquote, lose our flavor, our saltiness. Yet we should never be afraid to ask Christ for strength to be a light to those around us. It's really not that hard to be a light to others. If we love God, we just have to be ourselves. And so, on this fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, we must ask ourselves, what is holding us back from being a light to those around us?